maybe. It's a psalm of travelling. It's a psalm of pilgrimage. A song of journeying through life. Journeying towards the city of God. Journeying so that we can be in His presence to worship Him in His temple. And that's why many Christians have applied this psalm to their own pilgrimage through life. Of them journeying each year towards the eternal city of God, where their King is, where their Redeemer is, there in heaven. I want us to look this evening at this song, a song about trusting in God. As we think of a new year beginning very soon, and therefore of our journey continuing on into that new year, I want us to be reminded this evening of who will walk with us into and through that new year, and how it is that He will be with us as He walks with us through that new year. And the first thing I want us to notice here is the Lord as my helper. The Lord as my helper. As I said, the person singing this is journeying towards Jerusalem. So from ever, however far away it is he's come, as he travels, he is coming closer and closer and closer to the end of his journey. And as he approaches this city on the hills, he asks the question, from where does my help come? From where does my help come? I wonder how many people today generally would answer that question. As we go through life, as we experience the various events of life, the joys, yes, but also the difficulties and the realities of life we've heard of this evening, from where does our help come? And of course, depending on who you're talking to, then you will get a range of different answers, won't you? For some, it's money, because money makes the world go round. For some, I just pay my way through life. If I need help, I just pay for it and I get it. For some, it's family. They say, well, my family always helps me through things. They're always there for me, and so I can always rely upon them. That's my help through this life. For others, it's religion. It's believing in something other than them, some higher being up there. Someone or something bigger than they are. And so for them, their help is in that thing. For others, their help comes from forms of escapism. Aren't headphones really popular these days? Have you noticed that? It's escapism. People escaping from the reality of this world. Not all the time. I have headphones as well. When I walk the dog, I stick my headphones on. I listen to podcasts. But so many young people are just walking down with their headphones in, oblivious to the realities of life. They are wanting to escape from this world, and their help comes from songs. Their help comes from lyrics. They're wanting to escape, and so they'll find escapism in entertainment, in holidays, in music. For some, it's binging. They'll binge on something, and that brings them some sense of comfort. For some, they'll get their help from statistics. What do I mean by that? Well, someone might say with cancer, their help, their assurance is in the percentages. Doctor, what percentage of people these days survive this type of cancer? And so however high their answer is, that's their help through this difficult stage in their life. The psalmist here, he tells us, my help comes from the Lord. It comes from Him, a person. He is the source of their help. And who is this Lord? We're told, well, He's the maker of heaven and earth. You see, for a Christian, for someone who is trusting in the Lord, then their help always comes from the ultimate, the top. always comes from the Creator, always comes from the Almighty, the one who made the heavens and the earth. And so for others, whatever help it is they find in their journey through life, their help may well be helpful, yeah? But their help is always lesser than that. Always, however helpful it may be, it's always lesser than the help a believer gets from the Almighty. For a Christian, they know their help comes from God. I don't know what you think of that hymn, "Abide with Me." I think we wrongly only ever seem to sing it at funerals. We probably ought to sing it more often because it really helps us to remind us of a God who does abide with His people. And as we think of this new year approaching and us not knowing what lies ahead for us, it is good to be reminded that our God abides with us. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, O abide with me. Who, like yourself, my guide and strength shall be, through cloud and sunshine, Lord, abide with me. Through faith in Jesus Christ, through personally knowing God as their Heavenly Father, Christians find this real help throughout their lives, through all the ups and all the downs. And so, as the psalmist says in Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear. And that description of God is for God's people throughout 2018. He is our refuge and strength. The Lord is our abiding help throughout this new year. The second thing to notice from this psalm is the Lord as my watcher or keeper. You see there how in verses 3 to 8, five times the psalmist tells us that the Lord is watching over his people. Do you notice that? The word means to guard. It means to keep. And so what the psalmist here is conveying to us is how the Lord keeps or how he watches over his people throughout all the different possibilities of life. You see there in verse 3 it says, "He will not let your foot slip." He will not let your foot slip. You see, when you know and love the Lord, you can be sure He won't let any event, He won't let any circumstance in life cause you to stumble, cause you to lose your footing, as it were, in life. But He will always help you through it. He will always be there to help you get a grip in life. John Piper wrote a book on the story of Ruth that you'll find. That story is a wonderful story of how this woman had gone through so many difficulties in her life, and yet the Lord sovereignly was overruling the circumstances of her life, that through her children, Christ would come into our world. John Piper writes this, "Life is not a straight line leading from one blessing to the next and then finally to heaven. Life is a winding and troubled road. God is not just showing up after the trouble and cleaning it up. He is plotting the course and managing the troubles with far-reaching purposes for our good and for the glory of Jesus Christ." I think we have to be realistic, as we've heard this evening, and for some of us, 2018 will be particularly tough. It will be. It will be a winding and troubling year. But God is your helper still. God, who is always good to those who love Him, He will not let your foot slip. Did you hear that? He will not let your foot slip. And you can depend on him for that because, as we read, he doesn't miss anything about our lives. Verse 4 there, he doesn't nod off. As though if he did, he were to miss something in your life. Something might escape his attention. No, not at all. The Lord our God is a dependable God. And his people are always at the center of his attention. As someone has said, because God's mind is on us, we can put our mind at ease. We can put our mind at ease. We can rely upon this helpful God. We can depend upon him for all times, for every time, throughout 2018. Because, verse 5, the Lord watches over you. He's the one who keeps guard over you. The Lord is your shade. The Lord is your protection at all times. He watches his people both daytime and nighttime. And then thirdly, as we close, let's look at the Lord as our Savior, my helper, my watcher, and now my Savior. Look how the psalmist finishes in verses 7 and 8. Again, the Lord there is watching over someone. And here, the psalmist gives us a sense of the scale to which God watches over or keeps that person. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going both now and forevermore. Your coming and your going, God is watching over. Your coming and... what do those words speak to us of? Just everyday life. Everyday life of us getting up and going out and then coming in again at the end of the day. But the Lord will keep watch over you through all of that when? Both now and forevermore. There's a sense there, isn't there, of life now and of eternity. God will keep watch over his people today and beyond today. In fact, the psalmist here is even looking beyond 2018. He's looking on inward, looking on into eternity. He's saying to us that the eyes of the Lord are always on the righteous, always in this life and onwards into eternal life. And why should he do that? Why should God, who is the maker of the heavens and the earth, why should he take such an interest in us? Well, the answer is very simple. It's a very simple answer and yet very hard to accept. Apparently, in a question and answer session, there was a well-known theologian who was asked if he could summarize all his theology in one simple sentence. He said he could. And people were sat waiting for some great theological deep sentence. And he simply said, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. It's a children's course. And yet, listen to the last verse. Jesus loves me, he will stay close beside me all the way. If I trust him when I die, he will take me home on high. It's very simple, isn't it? Profoundly simple and yet so very hard for people to accept. That when we humble ourselves and in childlike trust and dependency we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then we come under, as it were, the shadow of his wing. He looks after us now and forevermore. Jesus died on the cross to bear the punishment for all our sin. Our sin up to now, and even the sin of 2018 and 19, if we should reach it. He paid for all of that sin. He paid the penalty, the death that we deserve for our sin. And then, after 3 days, he rose again from the grave. That is why God is our help and our keeper. That is why he will continue to watch over his people, because his son has gone to such lengths to save us. Why would Christ die for us and then forget us? How could he forget those for whom he died? No. He is always mindful of us, always watchful over us. In the city of Rio de Janeiro, there is, overlooking that city, a mountain, Corcovado Mountain, I believe it's pronounced. And on the top of that mountain, as you've seen in postcards, maybe you've been there yourself, but there is this image of what's called Christ the Redeemer. It's a massive image. It's over 30 meters tall, and the outstretched arms are 28 meters wide. It is unmissable. Apparently, from most places in the city, whether during the night or during the day, but you can look up and see this figure of Jesus with outstretched arms. You and I, as we go through 2018, you and I will need to keep looking up to Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior. When we're feeling overwhelmed, when we're feeling discouraged, when things seem too much for us, we will need to keep looking up at the one who will not let our feet slip, to the one who watches over us day and night, the one who knows every detail of our everyday lives. And one day, the person who, maybe it'll be in 2018, we don't know, but the one who one day will return and gather all his people to himself, where we shall be with him forevermore. The Lord is your help, now and forevermore, whatever this year includes for us. There will be joys. There will be difficulties. For some, it will be particularly difficult. But the Lord is your helper, your watcher, and your Savior. Let's pray together.